Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And maybe that's you.
Baby. Yeah. 33 after the hour on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. We're here to take intelligent risks when it comes to conversation. We don't worry about a lot. We are here to tell you what we think. We're here to tell you what's going on. We wrap up all of these stories. For example, the story of Brenda Delgado. How many people, every story needs to have something in it that people don't know. All right? And that includes the people who are on the air with me. I'm the only one who knows everything. The rest of the people on the air with me are subject to not knowing, but we'll discover together.
You're so
the story.
Cute, Techie.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. All right. The Pope this weekend asked that the priests and those who are leading the congregation talk about the call for the church to welcome single parents, unmarried couples, and gay couples. Now, I wondered, because I've never asked you, Victoria, but I'm with that Irish name, I'm figuring you may be Catholic. And Jennifer is. Richie's Episcopalian. My father was a Catholic, but he never practiced.
I have to ask a
my
question.
My dad's a Catholic from Ireland, but then converted to, so both my parents are Episcopalian.
Yeah, that's pretty similar. All right, yeah. So what did you start to say, Jen?
I didn't know that those groups that you just named were not welcome in the Catholic Church.
Which groups?
Like
gays?
Single parents.
Oh, are you kidding?
Oh, I actually know a couple of gay Catholics.
Yeah. Well,
truly.
There's a lot of them.
If you're a single parent, then I guess if you're divorced, you're not supposed to get communion as a Catholic.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the one that, well, until you go through an annulment. If you were married, I don't know what the rule is on if you just had a baby out of wedlock and had never been married. But I know if you got married, and you, even if you got a divorce, if you haven't had the marriage annulled through the Catholic Church, you're not supposed to take communion.
Right.
Right.
All right. So what significance?
I never felt unwelcome. I mean, I was raised in, you know, my parents split up really early on, and my mom always took communion. I mean, I don't know. I don't get it. How do you not feel welcome? 50% of their population is going to be divorced.
Okay, right. I'm trying to figure out whether I need to edit this on the air or even do it.
Oh, I want to hear it. Come on.
There's a new X-rated movie that focuses on Donald Trump.
Okay, stop right there. Move on to the next story. I heard enough of that.
Making America great again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Jinx, trust me, it's huge.
Well, that wasn't really where this was going.
Yeah, but next story.
No, okay. The next story, sorry about the order of the story, but the next story is about colorectal cancer. Excuse me. This is nothing to laugh at.
This block is pretty effective so far, Dougie. Yeah. What else you got in there?
Really? All right. So anyway, to get to the root of this issue, the Western diet, if you look at more and more places around the world who are introducing the Western ways, like fast food, the problems of health related to one's gut, intestine, and the colon is certainly an area in there. They've never had over in Asia, they've never done what we do in this country now, every 5 years, supposed to after the age of 50? Richie, have you had your first one yet?
Oh, yeah.
A colonoscopy?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to get a second one.
Well, those, you don't hear, they never did them before in Asia because their diet was such that all of their, you know, their gut and the internal organs were not affected by what they ate. But now the Western diet is so bad, these colorectal cancer rates have increased. They're over the top when you look at this. And this is not a wonderful, pleasant thing, but it just kind of shows you or tells you how we've influence the world. Most of what I think we've brought to the world has been good, but you know, in this circumstance, I remember I've told this story before on the air when I went to Cancer Good Dog. When I went to China, it was a Freudian slip. When I went to China About, what, 15 years? Has it been that long, Richie? How long ago did I go to China?
Yeah, at least
14,
that.
15, it's been yep. that long, yeah. Anyway, one of the things that we were, the fellow who was my guide was really a wonderful man, but we weren't allowed to keep up. I wanted him to come visit us in America. They won't let him out of the country because they're afraid they won't come back. People like that with his I was supposed to meet his family. He finally introduced me to his family, but we became very close over the time that we were there. And he used to tease me about things that were going wrong in his country. The problem was Western corruption. Most of it had to do with food, even though there were a lot of ideas. The Chinese are making movies. They've created a 7,000-acre studio lot somewhere in China on an old farm, and they're building replicas of all kinds of things in the Chinese current and past history. And they're making movies over there. The Chinese have become bigger in terms of box office, that is the money that they spend going to the movies, than we do here. We were number one for a long time. Now the Chinese are pushing the envelope there. And the Chinese government only will allow 49 movies a year to come to the country. Do you know that?
How
only 49
and
movies.
What a weird number, too.
That's
yeah.
about, well, it's
why
about
not round
10,
up?
It's 10%. This past year, there were 490 new movies that were introduced. I mean, it was 491, maybe, that opened in America. I don't know that that's a significant number, but 49 movies, that's it. And then anything else that gets seen over there is all produced in China. But now, because the Chinese are making so many movies, the people in Hollywood aren't stupid, so they're co-producing movies with these Chinese companies so they can be shown over in China because there's such a big box office there.
Jackie Chan is making millions.
Oh, he's one of the richest guys in China. Did you know that? I'm not being facetious.
He's
fabulously wealthy. We're talking, I bet you the guys, last time I saw it was $800-900 million the guy was worth.
Yeah.
Fabulously wealthy.
He pumps out a movie. I mean, he was. I don't know if he still is. Every month.
Yeah. It's just, like straight to DVD kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
For their consumption.
Right. Yep. So anyway, Victoria, what's the story behind the story with the rates of colorectal cancer?
The story behind the story is exactly what you said. It's the Western diet, and it's a complete lack of fiber. No fiber. I personally blame food science, which is the creepiest thing in the world to me, because everything that we eat that's processed has gone through so many iterations of making it easier and faster to chew.
It's dumbing it down, yeah.
And it basically, you take one bite or two bites of anything, even if it's a hamburger from a fast food place, you can swallow it immediately. And there's no fiber.
There's no
in
work.
That.
You're not, your stomach and your intestines are not doing any work.
And you're that's not churning those acids and enzymes that you need.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So you're just putting sludge through your system.
Well, yeah. But the story here is they looked at health and food and the economic viability of the country. So Western lifestyle, where they had better economies, had much higher cases of colorectal cancer.
Well, because people have more disposable income to buy food at restaurants. Yeah.
Right.
Mm. Let me ask you this, Dougie. I'm curious, and I think you'll know this answer. As foods, because a lot of our food crop now is just, there's no way to get around it. It has been genetically modified, and most of our produce that we consume is not organic. Does any nutritional value get lost when it's GMO?
Yes. GMO products are aimed at doing a number of things, including growing bigger and faster so you can harvest the crop quicker, and sometimes it helps to get two turns in a season. So if you can grow 95-day corn in an area of the country where they have 200 growing days, they get it fast off the ground. They're planting it now. They get it off the ground mid-July, and then they plant another crop so they can get it off in mid-October. And so these things that have been added, or the hybridization, if that's what you want to call it, what Jennifer did was just push one of my buttons about one of my favorite subjects, or one of the things that I guess I do know a lot about it as a farmer. It changes the construct. Not unlike what I say happens when you put your food in a microwave. when you put your food in a microwave, it changes the value of the molecular structure. So
right.
the food's hot, but that isn't, it's no good for you. It doesn't have any benefit. It's cooked. It's broken down the through the laser technology, the microwave technology. It breaks down whatever value the food has. So that's really, and I'm going to go back, if I may, for a minute to something we were talking about earlier before you came on, Jennifer, and a lot of people listening probably didn't hear it. So I will visit the story of Madam Secretary, and one of the subplots was an Ebola-type problem that developed in an area of Africa. And one of the people that worked for her, for the Madam Secretary, got this horrible disease, and there are only three vials of cure that had ever been developed. What it turned out to be was the line in the movie, in the television show, was it was GMO tobacco that was being produced that was the savior, that was the main ingredient in this product. And so I said earlier it was the writers and their pejorative, but Meredith reminded me with one of those great lines of hers. She exclaims something and then she puts duh after it. And this makes sense. Think about the advertisers that the networks have, how much money is spent. The basic foods that are sold on network television, you'd be hard pressed to find one that didn't have GMO in it. And with all of this, pushback from locavores and other people that are just, we don't want GMO foods. But yet into the storyline of this television show comes something out of, and I did say, Richie, it was from like left field. Who would have thought GMO tobacco? And you know, I didn't even, frankly, until I heard that, it never entered my mind that somebody would have created GMO tobacco. But of course they have.
Right.
And in order to get a GMO in a positive light, written into the script was that message, and probably influenced by the fact that a lot of the advertisers to the networks are GMO products. Monsanto's are very heavy. Look at all the ads around now for Roundup. You can't go into a Home Depot and not fall over a display of Roundup. And of course, it doesn't say danger, danger on the Roundup. It says back on the small print, you know, the fact this stuff is even still available is an affront. But if you look at the small print on Roundup and you see how dangerous it is to inhale that stuff, the fact that it still is available to be purchased in a Home Depot or anyplace else is testimony to the power that these people have at Monsanto. That really is all it is. And it's, you know, and it then, to go back to colorectal cancer stuff, that's part of what causes the problem as well. Jennifer, you asked me about 4 minutes ago.
Dozed off. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's just, you know, the reason I asked that question is because part of it is we're getting sicker. And yeah, we do a lot of eating out. But also there's been a big shift with our culture to do organic and to look for healthier products and to do more whole foods and fruits and vegetables. And I was just curious if they're nourishing our bodies the way that they used to or the way that they were.
No.
I guess originally organic, intended. Yeah.
Or the thing that bugs me about food labels, organic does not mean that it's not GMO.
No,
that's correct.
Organic has been bastardized. The government got involved and screwed it all up.
Of course.
Jennifer,
the government has ruined all of it.
Just Google food in art history and look at a painting of a watermelon from 500 years ago.
Oh, 100% different.
Or carrots or an
apple.
Well,
that's why I want to even know if it's possible. I mean, even when they tell you stuff isn't... Yeah.
It's not anywhere even close to what they originally started out as.
Well, there's also this whole business about ugly food. There was and I think I told this story last week on
I don't want to buy
Shark
this bruised tomato.
No, Shark Tank had a company. A guy came in to look for an investor. I think he got $50,000 out of the guy at the end. What's the little short guy's name at the end? We had him on this program, Richie.
Robert Hrvacek?
Hrvacek, yeah. So he gives this guy $50,000. Fascinating idea. He's made a business of going around to farmers and picking up ugly food and selling it at a discount to people that can't pay. You know, in some cases, they get involved in various programs that are providing food for those who are homeless or whatever. But ugly tomatoes, ugly potatoes, ugly corn, ugly everything, ugly apples. That's a great business to be in. I wish I'd have thought about it myself, frankly. 50 minutes past the hour, and good day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Who's this? Where are you from?
Gary Kellum, Crockett, Texas.
We work offshore, international. We happen to get the time off together.
Working an oil rig doesn't leave much time for riding, or does it?
We work a month on and a month off, but we get a month to ride when the weather's good.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Stuck out on a Texas offshore oil rig, you wouldn't get in much riding unless you took a month off.
Set up different trips to go all over the country, the U.S. Left out of Houston, up to Ontario, Canada, seen Niagara Falls, then went to Maine to eat a lobster. And then come back down to the Rolling Thunder, the wall. We basically just ride around. That's when we're not vacationing with the family. And then after we get through with that, they let us go and do our thing.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Today on App Check, need to text while driving? Try Dragon Dictation voice recognition. What you say turns into text.
Ooh.
It's faster and easier than typing Dragon Dictation. It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
A first-round draft choice by the New York Knicks in 1982, this three-point shooter extraordinaire is best known for a shot that changed the rule book. So where is Trent Tucker now? Trent started the Trent Tucker All for Kids Foundation in the late 90s, teaching middle schoolers to focus on their educational futures. He still runs the foundation to this day. Meanwhile, the Trent Tucker rule about how much time it takes to get off a shot is talked about in NBA games almost every night.
Go back to 1990. This is called the Trent Tucker rule.
You can't get an alley-oop.
That has to be a tip as they throw it at the basket.
Looks like Trent Tucker's left his mark on the game for good. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy trick which will guarantee that people listen to what you have to say? Not as tough as you think. Actually, it's a kind of all in the setup. Here's the science of it. When time is tight, people are usually anxious. They just don't have enough time to get everything done. We're naturally concerned when someone says, can I talk to you? There's a natural knee-jerk response, especially when you're under the gun, and it's, how much time will this take? To reduce this natural fear after you say, can I talk to you, immediately say, don't worry, I'll be brief.
Don't you listen to what the man said.
What's the cheap psych trick? This one little line, I'll be brief, reduces anxiety and increases the probability that people will listen to you. But remember, after you say, don't worry, I'll be brief, make sure you are, in fact, brief. Drop me a brief note. I'd love to hear from you. Send it to drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.